My name is Seema. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 23rd, and I'm speaking with Irene, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Flemington, New Jersey. What was life like in Argentina?
As a child, I had a good time, but I don't think my parents had it that easy. Economically, it was and is a poor country, and they had a hard time having ends meet.
What were their jobs?
Well, the war interrupted my parents' studies, so they never finished college, and my father eventually learned how to repair watches, so that's what he was doing. And my mother tried to help him any way she could. She would make costume jewelry, she would embroider, knit, and try to sell whatever she could make. Usually she did it at night once I was in bed.
Yeah, not a lot of people have good education. There's a high dropout rate in Argentina.
Well, at that time, in Argentina, all you had to do is finish sixth grade, but actually there were two first grades, so basically it was seven grades that they did not need to go into high school. They actually had to take a test to go to high school.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people were not well educated. No.
Now in college, it's a 75% dropout rate, so.
Yeah.
What was life like when you first moved to America?
Well, economically, it was a lot easier, but it was quite a culture shock for me. I was just became a teenager, and in America, the Beatles were very popular at the time, and boys with long hair and girls in mini skirts, and I was in absolute shock.
Did your parents get new jobs?
Yes. Well, my father did the same thing, but he worked for a watch factory, and he was getting a decent salary. So my mom took some sewing home. Life became a lot easier.
What was your best memory from Argentina?
Probably about going on vacation to a different province, which is, well, what United States has states, Argentina has provinces, called Córdoba.
So I'm guessing you didn't travel too much?
Oh, no. No, we didn't have money for that. But once in every 2-3 years, we would go to that province. And a lot of my friends also came to the same place, and we did have a wonderful time, even though, again, my poor mother, it was very undeveloped yet, and there was no electricity, there was no running water, so she had to bring water to cook and for us to drink from a well, and cook on a, I think it was called a Primus, which was really a pain, but she knew how much I enjoyed going there, so she tried.
Did you have to use a lot of public transportation? Did you have your own car?
Oh, no. We didn't have a car.
So public transportation?
Public transportation, hitchhiking. Yes. In order to go there, we had to take either a train or a bus overnight. And, couldn't bring too many things that way, could you?
No, that's a good point. So you just had to bring water and food and what you needed to live?
Mm-hmm. Well, we had to... There was no electricity, no refrigeration, so I had to go shopping every single day to get fresh meat, and but the fruits and vegetables were absolutely wonderful. You would go to a farmer and he would just take the corn or whatever else straight from his garden.
And that's nice.
Yes, that was
fresh.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Where did you and Grandpa meet?
There was this Russian man who was running for Congress, and both of us were asked to help in his campaign. He was from Connecticut, and I lived in Queens. So I said, you know, I didn't drive at the time, didn't have a car. So I just finished college. And someone asked me to help, and I said, well, I'd love to, but I can't get there. So she said, well, this young man is going to pick you up. And that's how we met.
And you guys talked a lot in the car.
Oh, I think I did most of the talking somehow.
Did he drive you back too?
Yes, he did. And when his mother asked, you know, how he liked me, he said, oh, she's nice. She's such a chatterbox.
How did Grandpa propose to you?
Oh, boy. One night we were sitting on the sofa, and he took my hand, held my ring finger, and said, would you like something for that? So I got all embarrassed, didn't know what to say. Well, eventually, somehow, we came to an understanding.
What was your wedding like?
Too big, in my opinion, although I don't think it's considered that big.
How many people?
Close to 200.
How many did Mom and Dad have?
Close to 200.
So they both had
yes.
Big weddings?
Well, from what I understand, that's not even considered such a big wedding. A friend of mine recently went to a wedding where there were over 800 people. I cannot even imagine that.
That's crazy.
But no, it was nice. We all had a good time.
What church did you get married at?
Same church I belong to now, St. Seraph in Seacliff, New York.
What was your first job?
Well, I graduated with a degree in Russian literature, which was totally useless. I enjoyed it very much while in college, but there was absolutely nothing to do with it afterwards. So eventually, through a friend, I was able to get a job at the New York Public Library working as a page, which is really reserved for students. But eventually, well, I worked several months. It's a position that doesn't have any benefits whatsoever. It's only you get paid for the hours that you work, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But very soon there was an opening for what they call a library technical assistant one, and which was a regular position. And I applied for that, was accepted, and continued with that.
Was it fun? Did you like it?
Yes, it was okay. I mean, it was basically doing the same thing over and over again. But the people in my department were very nice, and the location of the library right in the center of Manhattan was great. So yeah, I enjoyed.
Was learning English difficult for you?
Yes. Because of the spelling, I guess.
Just, is that it, or is the grammar also difficult?
Well, the grammar, the rules? No, the grammar I didn't find that difficult. I think that was the easiest part. But the spelling was a killer. I remember in school, the teacher would give us a list of spelling words, and I would learn them. I knew how to spell them. The mm-hmm. problem is I didn't know how to pronounce them. So when she pronounced them, I didn't recognize those words. So that was my problem.
Was there anything like really easy that stood out to you? Or were you surprised by anything? Especially how hard it was or how easy it was?
No, I guess it was what one would expect. I also had a problem because at home we spoke Russian, and in the school that I was sent, it was a Russian high school at the time in Manhattan. And I didn't hear English that much, so my parents were convinced, against their beliefs, to get a television so that I could hear English.
It's an interesting way of learning.
Yes, but it did help. I have to admit
I'm
it
sure,
did help.
Yeah.
And besides, I always liked reading, so that helped also. Not with the pronunciation, though.
I went to Mexico on vacation a few years ago. We watched some TV there, and in the beginning it was really hard to understand, but towards the end you really got to understand.
Yes.
More just interesting. TV mm-hmm. helps you learn.
Yes, it does. Well, hearing the language helps.
Who was your role model growing up and why?
Probably my mom. I think she could do just about everything.
So it kind of inspired you to work hard and do everything?
Yeah.
Tell me about your favorite vacation spot.
Well, during vacation, I really like to travel, so it's to go to different places, so it's hard to pinpoint one, but if it's something just to go and really relax and, it probably is Lake Mohonk in upstate New York.
Hey, you took us there a few years ago.
Yes, I did.
I like that. It's really nice up there.
Yeah. You can take really nice nature walks there, and it's in the mountains, there's a lake, and it's very peaceful.
Just like my family, you also went to Russia over the summer. What was that like?
I'm sorry?
Just like us, you went to Russia as well?
Oh yes, I did.
What was that like?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Good weather?
The weather was, cooperated most of the time, and actually, it was a little too warm. I thought it would be cooler, but it was the people there are so nice, so friendly.
Yeah, that's true. You got on a subway in New York City. If you got on a subway, they won't let any old lady sit down. No one's gonna get up for them.
Yeah.
But
yes, that's true. They do. They do.
Even if it's a middle-aged lady, they stand up to let her sit down. So
yes,
for the most part, people are a lot nicer.
They are, and they're very warm. And try to be helpful in everything they can.
Yeah, definitely. How do you like working in the city?
I enjoyed working in the city. It's so full of energy. It's I would finish work and I would come out and I would be tired by the time I walked to the train station. I would be all energized with all the crowds, with all the
city,
the lights, everything. It's just amazing.
What were some positives?
Well, I think that those were the positives.
Were there any negatives?
And also, you know, I worked by Rockefeller Center. I could see
nice
the Christmas
view.
Tree. Every time I came out of the building, there it was. So that was it was a good area. And the negatives, I think, was the travel time. It took me 2 hours to get to work, 2 hours to get back home. So I would leave about 7 a.m. and come back at 7 p.m. And by that time...
12-hour...
Yeah, it was a long day.
You still leave later in the morning than I do for school.
Oh, that's true. But you come back much earlier.
That's true. Is there anything you would change about your life? Or do you like the way it is?
I don't think I would. I like the way it is.
That's the way I am. I don't want to change anything. Everything happens for a reason, so there's no point in changing anything.
Exactly.
Is there anything you regret doing?
Yes. When I was in high school, I had a social studies teacher that was very liberal, and the elections for mayor came up, and she wanted us to write a paper, choose a candidate that we liked, and write a paper about him. So I sang, well, somebody told me that she was liberal, and that unless your paper was about a liberal candidate, you would not get a good grade. So I chose the liberal candidate and sang his praises, and I regret that to this day. I did get a good grade, but it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bring politics into school, but so many teachers do it. And
unfortunately.
Kind of a problem. If a conservative teacher did that, they'd get in trouble, but liberals live by their own rules and get away with it.
Most likely.
What would you change in that moment so you wouldn't really... You would have written something about a conservative...
Yes, I would have done by the candidate that I had actually admired.
Yeah. Well, did you cook a lot growing up?
Well, my first meal that I cooked was for Father's Day for my dad. And I was about 10, 11 years old. And I enjoyed it and started learning from my mom, which was a good thing because soon after that she got very sick and I had to do all the cooking for the family. And but it is something that I really like to do and continue with that.
Yeah, whenever you come over, you make really good crepes.
Yes, but, you guys really like those, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing this with me.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye.